الحمد لله الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام يهرم ابن آدم ويشب منه اثنان الحرص على المال والحرص على العمر صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Most respected elders and brothers in Islam, I recited the verse of the Quran Sharif, Surah At-Takathur. We heard these surahs being recited quite often in our salah, mainly the Maghrib salah, Maghrib namaz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains us, speaks to us, advises us about something very, very important and pertinent in all our lives. And that is what we always discuss amongst ourselves. We want to know, we want to hear, we want to discuss that which is pertinent. This advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in the surah, short surah, but a lot of message, a lot of many messages, a lot of meaning, a lot of advices in the surah. It is something that if we ponder on, we will find one of the main and root causes of many evils in the societies of today. Regarding the surah, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam once addressed his sahaba. He mentioned to them, as a question to them, posing a question to them, which of you has the ability to read 1,000 verses every day in his life of the Quran Sharif? Sahaba radiallahu anhum, obviously they should read much more than that, most of them. But they replied to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that, O Prophet of Allah, tell us, how do we recite and make it easy for us? How do we recite 1,000 verses every day of the Quran Sharif? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O my Sahaba, Surah At-Takathur, Al-Hakum At-Takathur, Hatta Zurtumul Maqabir, till the end of the surah. This surah is equal to 1,000 verses of the Quran Sharif. Hence, if a person has to recite the surah once, it is equal to 1,000 verses of the Quran Sharif. In the same token, we look at Surah Ikhlas, a surah that has three verses. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Short surah, but our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned to us, ta'adilu thuluth al-Quran. One surah, which is equal to one third of the Quran Sharif. Equal to the thawab and the reward of reciting one third of the Quran Sharif. In the same token, another surah of the Quran Sharif, Surah Al-Kafirun. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, la a'budu ma ta'budun, till the end of the surah. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, ta'adilu rub'al Quran. One surah, short surah, but it is equal to one quarter of the Quran Sharif. A person who recites the surah once receives the reward of a quarter of the Quran Sharif. In the same token, Surah Zilzal, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, till the end of the surah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the hadith, تَعْدِلُ نِصْفَ الْقُرْآنِ. Short surah, just a few verses, but equal to half of the Quran Sharif. What great rewards for reciting such short surahs of the Quran Sharif. And like that, there's so many virtues mentioned about so many different surahs of the Quran Sharif. A person reads Surah Yasin. In the hadith is mentioned, words to this effect, Man qara'a Surah Yasin fi sadri nahar, qudhiyat lahu hawa'iju aw kama qala. A person who recites Surah Yasin in the morning, his needs of that day will be fulfilled and made easy for him. Short surahs, small actions, but great rewards. That was with regards to the virtue of the surah and the other surahs. What is the message of the surah? Al-haakumut takathur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to one innate, inherent quality in all our lives. Something natural that we all have, which needs to be redirected in our lives. Because of it not being redirected in our lives, it has turned our attention from where it's supposed to where it is today. So Allah Ta'ala says, Al-haakumut takathur. Translates as, greed has turned your attention away from where it's supposed to where it is in our lives today. We all know where our focus of attention is, where our priorities are, where's the end all and be all of our lives. So greed, the avarice of plentitude, has turned our attention away from the hereafter, from coming into this world for a purpose and preparing for the hereafter, to the perishable things of this world. And if you really introspect our lives, this is one of the root and main causes, one of the main and root causes of many, many evils and many, many sins in our lives, and like that, the lives of our, of the societies around us. Greed has led many to murder. Greed has led many to committing adultery and fornication. Greed has led many to usurping and snatching away the wealth of others, towards speaking of lies, towards fraud, towards not fulfilling the rights of others, like the payment of debts. And there's so many other rights that we are not fulfilling in our lives of others. The cause being, one of the root causes being greed. And that is what Allah Ta'ala draws our attention towards. That this is an innate, inherent quality in our lives. Something natural we all have. But it needs to be rechanneled and redirected. Because of it being towards the worldly things, our focus is there all the time. We become blind, we become deaf when we see this wealth in front of us. How much of lies we will speak, how much of haram wealth we will amass, we will earn, how many false promises we will make, and like that, so many other sins we will commit in our lives. What caused that is that greed in our hearts. That needs to be rechanneled. It needs to be redirected towards those deeds that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those deeds that will earn our hereafter in this world. Allah Ta'ala says, Al-haakumut takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. when the reality of this will become apparent and avowed in our lives is when we die, leave this world, we are buried in those graves, then the reality of what Allah Ta'ala is bringing our attention to in this verse, the reality of it will dawn upon us, will become something apparent and avowed in our lives. That where my greed was, where my feelings were, where my focus was, and where it's supposed to be. I recited that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he states that a man, Yahramu ibn Adam, human, a man, he ages, becomes old, but two things remain young in him. Yashibbu minhu thnan. One is al-hirsu ala al-mal, greed for wealth, wal-hirsu ala al-umr, and greed for longer life. These two things, to have a desire for wealth, desire for long life, is not prohibited. But as long as a person does it with the correct intention, to use that wealth, to use that life, that health, for the right causes, that is allowed and permitted in a person's life. But that is a tendency of man, that he gets old, but his greed for wealth and long life, that remains young in him. This we are talking of a general tendency of most people, of humans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran Sharif about Qarun. Inna Qarun kana min qawmi Musa fabagha alayhim. Lengthy incident about Qarun, what wealth Allah Ta'ala gave him. Such wealth Allah gave him. Just the keys to the treasures of his wealth were burdensome upon a huge, large group of strong people. Just the keys to the treasures of his wealth. Imagine how much of wealth he had. But that wealth, that greed had settled in his heart, that created pride, fakhr. As a result, he did not believe in the prophets of that time. Lengthy incident, how Allah Ta'ala punished him. He was then sunken into the ground to show the people that that will not go with you. That wealth will still remain behind you, which you are chasing behind all the time. Your concern, 24 hours of your day, even while a person is sleeping, many people's minds are still working towards what to do tomorrow, what to do next. As I said, respected brethren in Islam, this is allowed in a person's life as long as it does not lead him towards haram, lead him towards sins, lead him towards missing his namaz, lead him towards not paying his zakat. If he's leading him towards such greed, where he is not even paying his zakat, not giving his charities, earning haram, not paying his debts, this is where that person is now entered into the danger zone. This is where that greed has overpowered him, has become the dominant factor in his life. How much of lies this person will speak because of the greed that is settled in his heart. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, a munafiq, a hypocrite, has three glaring factors and characteristics in his life. When he speaks, idha haddatha kadhab, when he speaks lies. That's a munafiq, not a Muslim, a hypocrite. Idha wa'ada akhlaf, makes a promise, he breaks the promise. Idha tumina khana, when he's entrusted to some amanat and trust, he betrays that trust. These are all characteristics and habits of a munafiq and hypocrite. And one of the root causes of these things being in a Muslim's life is the greed that he has all the time. He will speak lies about his product. He will not expose the defects and the faults of that product. He will speak lies about the cost of the product. And like that, so many other lies he will speak. Lies upon lies. That is why our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, إِذَا كَذَبَ الْعَبْدِ تَبَاعَدَ عَنْهُ الْمَلَكُ مِيلًا مِنْ نَتْنِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ. That when a person speaks lies, the angels of rahmat, barakat, and khair and good in his life, they distance themselves 1 mile away from that person because of the smell caused by in the mouth of that person because of speaking lies. And that one of the root causes is this greed that has overpowered his life. Like that, this greed will also lead him towards haram. In the hadith is mentioned, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانِ. Time will dawn upon people. لَا يُبَالِ الْمَرْءُ مَا أَخَذْ. Man will not be concerned about his income. أَمِنَ الْحَلَالِ أَمِنَ الْحَرَامِ. Whether it's halal, whether it is haram. Whether it's halal, whether it is haram. As long as I am profiting, I am progressing in life outwardly to the people and to myself, whether I have to speak lies, whether I have to worry about halal, whether I have to deal in haram, whether I have to not pay my creditors on their due time. But the concern is the greed of wealth. Continuously, that is dominating his life. To that extent, that even after he passes away, he wants to dictate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what must be done to his wealth even after he dies. Where the person makes an un-Islamic will. How many times, brothers, we find a person, he could be, not necessarily, but he could be a namazi, 5-time namazi, performing his salah on time, with jama'at. Person dressed in the correct way, outwardly pious to the people. But when it comes to his will, which we've seen so many times over, it's made out un-Islamically. There too he wants to dictate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even after I die, the wealth must be distributed how I want, not like what you want. Respected brothers in Islam, even that will must be made out the correct way Islamically. And then we find when the will is not made out the correct way, or even if it is made out the correct way, we find the heirs or the executors will then deprive the females in the estate, the orphans in the estate. Many of them will not wind up, will not distribute the estate as soon as possible. The correct way, they will delay in the distribution of the estate. Many of them will deprive the females, deprive the minors, the orphans of their shares in the estate. Cause, one of the causes being greed for that wealth. Where that executor or some other influential person who was an heir in that estate will have control over that wealth, will use that wealth for his benefit. And that causes unnecessary problems for the executors and for the remainder heirs. This is something so common amongst us. It's a daily occurrence where we find people's wills made out totally un-Islamic. Remember, brethren in Islam, that has to be made out Islamically. We cannot dictate to Allah how we want our estate to be distributed. Simple format, it must be distributed according to Sharia. If not, we will have to face the consequences when these eyes close. Down in that grave and in the hereafter. Again, greed will lead many towards not, as I said many times before, not paying their dues as it ought to be paid on time. Famous hadith that we have heard so many times over, where a person has carried out so many good deeds in life, but on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that person will be a muflis. He will be a bankrupt person. He will come to Allah on the day of Qiyamah with plenty salah, plenty namazes, plenty amounts of charity given, plenty rosas and suyam, and like that so many other good deeds, charities upon charity, helping the poor, helping the needy, feeding people, seeing to the needs of others, being good to people and kind. But that was not his priority in life. Although we should all see to all those avenues, but his priority in his life, he forgot, was to pay his dues, what was upon him. Charities and nafil, payments of debts, is farz and compulsory. That should be your priority in life. This person will come to Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Plenty namazes, plenty charities, plenty rozas. Like that, so many other good deeds he could have carried out in his life. Umrahs upon umrah, hajj upon hajj. But when it came to the rights of people, akala mala hadha, he devoured, snatched away, took away the wealth of others. Shatama hadha, verbally abused people. Dharaba hadha, physically abuse people. To not have good character in life. The hadith mentions that this person, although he had so much of good deeds, so much of rewards, so much to his credit, what will then take place? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away the rewards of his good deeds and transfer it to those people who he wronged, who he did wrong to in this world. Monetarily, verbally, physically, in whichever way it be. Whether it be your creditor, whether it be your employer, your employee, whether it be the lessor to lessee, lessee to lessor, whether it be wife to husband, husband to wife, parents to children, children to parents, and like that, so many other examples I can give. Good deeds of that person will be taken and given to those people he did wrong to in this world. If his good deeds, his thawab, his rewards finish off, diminish, and they are now exhausted, the sins of those people will be taken and placed on his head, on his account. As a result, in this world he could have been a good person, but did not see the rights of people upon him. In the hereafter, he will be a muflis, he will be a bankrupt person. And we know what his result will then be. This, one of the root causes of this, of becoming bankrupt in the hereafter, one of the root causes is nothing else but that greed, the avarice of plentitude that dominates a person's life. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anh comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you make dua to Allah that I become mustajabu da'awat. I become a person that whatever dua I make must be accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O Sa'd, exercise caution, be cautious, be careful about one aspect in your life. And if you do so, whatever dua you make will be readily accepted by Allah. He said, O Sa'd, be concerned about your income, what you are nourished by, what you eat, what you devour, what's your income. Be concerned about that. And then he tells Sa'd, O Sa'd radiallahu anh, I take a qasam by Allah. Who is saying this? Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I take a qasam by Allah. I take a qasam. I take an oath by Allah that if a person is nourished with one morsel of haram for 40 days, none of his a'mal and his good deeds will be accepted by Allah. What leads to this? What leads to us, leads us to haram? Whether it be gambling, whether it be cheating, whether it be fraud, whether it be being presenters of haram shows, musicians, which our Muslims are fully involved today. What leads to this is we become blind because of the greed of wealth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me, give all of us tawfiq, that we re-channel, we redirect this innate inherent quality of greed in life towards good deeds, towards those deeds that will make our hereafter in this world. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.